This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Demers, CPA with Parmelis & Associates. So how can you lose money if you sell your labor for $200 an hour and you only pay your technicians $50 an hour? The answer is many shops do because they don't understand their true cost of labor. How to understand this and hopefully how to fix this is what we're going to talk about this week. Before we get into that, I just wanted to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want to hear your question answered on here, just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Want to talk to me about accounting and tax services for your business? Give us a text at 301-307-5413. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors. If you need to hire the next rock star for your team, give Promotive a call. And if you need to give your back office under control and get your parts reconciliation handled, give Wicked File a call.
If you're looking for a full-service staffing solution that does everything from sourcing, qualifying, creating job descriptions, scheduling interviews, to negotiating job offers, Promotive is your answer. Visit them online at gopromotive.com.
Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. This week's topic comes from a conversation that I was having with a client regarding his labor cost, right? And so here is the general idea. So looking at his QuickBooks figures, where this mostly kind of was triggered from, he noticed that he was not making anywhere as much labor profit as he expected to be. Based on what he's selling this for and based on what he thinks he's paying his team, he doesn't really think that these are accurate and feels like that there could be something wrong. So what is this person looking at? So as you might imagine from the introduction of this, I'm kind of using his same numbers. What he is expecting to see is he sells his labor for $200 an hour. That's his street rate. And he pays his people $50 an hour. That should be about 150% profit, or overall expect a 75% gross profit. If you remember to the episode I talked about a couple weeks ago, this is a perfect example of kind of the rhythm of financials. He has an expectation of what he's expecting to see. He sees these things on a shop management system. And then the reality of what he's looking at, the financials do not match up, and hence the whole call. How is this uncovered? How could you look at this in yourself? Looking at your numbers and comparing your data to yourself. Like I just mentioned there, part of the confusion on this is that he had a perception in his mind that he's making around 75% gross profit, and his shop management system was confirming that exact thought. According to a shop management system, he is also making 75%. So if in his head, if the logic behind this and the shop management system both are saying the same thing, then is my client right and his QuickBooks are wrong? Or is he looking at this inaccurately and his true cost of labor is probably a lot higher than what he really thinks? Why did his QuickBooks say 50% gross profit and why is this number actually right? What I did not tell you guys is his guys are hourly and they have been for about the past 3 years. Why is this surprising to him? Why it might be surprising to other people is because this guy has run a shop for a very long time. And until recent memory, all of his employees were flat rate. You can see part of this, of why this would be confusing for my client. Well, two aspects of this is you changed the way that you paid people and none of this was updated in your shop management system. But again, if nothing had really changed and these people's production had remained the same on this, then this would have been accurate. Because again, what I didn't tell you is that these people in the past were $50 an hour, but they were on flat rate. And these people now are $50 an hour, but they're just hourly, no matter what they produce. So the pay has changed, but also what we uncovered a little bit later on here is the production had dropped significantly. So we went back and we looked at some of these reports in the past. And 3 years ago, when we compared his shop management system to QuickBooks, he was not making a 75% like we were thinking right now. But it was much, much closer than before. We need to understand what is going on here. When we're looking at these numbers, when we're looking at these discrepancies, these are just outputs. They are showing the symptoms of an underlying problem. But what is really going on with this business that we need to fix? He has really a double whammy here. The underlying issue is that that spread has gone down. The amount of hours that you pay out versus the amount of hours that they sell, it wasn't a difference in the past. These guys only got paid on what they sold. Now we flip the script on this, and we are paying these guys $40 an hour, as if they are flagging $40 an hour each week, but their production has fallen down closer to 20 hours a week. Not only do we have an issue with the shop management system, do we need to get that corrected, but do not just get lost on that. If you're looking at this and saying, hey, I need to get my shop management system accurate, sure, you need to get it accurate, but the reason it might not be accurate is because of an underlying issue. We'll talk about that in a little bit on here, but again, we need to look at this of two separate issues. Yeah, we have a discrepancy, which should have notified you before, but again, even when this discrepancy is fixed, you still have an underlying productivity issue with your business. And this is the crux of the issue right here, of why this is so painful for this specific client. A lot of you might be kind of factoring this in and say, hey, I get it, Hunt, right? That's part of hourly pay that I'm going to be paying for production I don't necessarily get. But generally, when we see someone at going from flat rate to hourly, you're going to see a drop in rate. If you have a flat rate technician that was working 40 hours a week and billing 40 hours a week, and you put them to hourly at the same rate, you need that person to keep 100% productivity. In most cases, why would someone keep the same amount of production when they have no incentive to produce, whereas before when they were solely based on their production? So as a couple words of warning about how my client got into this situation, this is not to say that you cannot go from flat rate to hourly or hourly to flat rate. And if you looked at the benchmark report, there is no overall kind of relationship between shops being profitable and paying their technicians in a certain way. Half of my top shops are hourly, half of them are flat rate. But like I talk about this time and time again, flat rate manages itself. If you don't have a good week, if you don't flag a lot of hours, which means the shop probably didn't have a good week either, then these technicians are going to see it in their paycheck. Hourly pay left unchecked, like what we're seeing here, and this is over the course of a couple of years, is a very, very expensive problem, because in this case, we are cutting our productivity and margins in half. And also, like we'll talk about here in a second, it is a very, very hard problem to fix. The overall idea of this episode is not meant to tell you how to fix your team's underlying profitability issues, how to fix your pricing, how to come up with compensation plans. This next idea is to kind of, again, go back to you guys and looking at this issue. The overlying issue that we're going to talk about and give you real good information on how to fix is to fix your shop management software so that you can see these issues as they happen. There shouldn't be a surprise and there shouldn't be a discrepancy. But again, like I mentioned before, the discrepancy is only part of the issue. And really, the discrepancy was just masking an underlying productivity and pricing issue. That being said, I'm not going to tell you how to fix the productivity. I want to give you guys the baselines of this, of where the crux of this issue comes from. Generally, when I'm talking to my clients about this, we come up with two separate issues. We need to fix the underlying profitability. That has nothing to do with the discrepancies of reporting. That has nothing to do with your labor costs being understated. We have either a productivity or pricing issue. We have guys out in the shop right now that are getting paid for 40 hours, and we want to get paid for as many of those 40 hours that we pay out. Flat rate protects your downside, because if they don't do anything, then they don't get paid for anything outside of guarantees. Hourly, that cost is sunk no matter what, and you got to make sure and stay on top of them to do more work. A lot of my clients are surprised and they say, well, Hunt, this is extremely hard, right? How do I go and increase the productivity without paying them more? If you're an hourly employee, you're getting paid 40 hours no matter what. So essentially what you're asking them to do is you're saying, I would like you to do more work, and in turn, I'm going to make more money and you're going to make the exact same. Unsurprisingly, the feedback on this is often not great. Okay, boss, so I've been doing this for a long time and you seem to be okay with it, but now you want to significantly increase my production while I'll still make the same amount. Does this happen sometimes? Sure. I've seen this in shops where people get off of the flat rate and the technicians don't really notice the hours. Hours start to slide, you know, a conversation happens and they're able to pick back up. Hey, boss, wasn't aware of it. You know, we'll keep a better eye on this. But again, generally, this is not on the technician. This is on someone on the counter or ownership to oversee this stuff. If your team is not meeting your goals or your expectations, but they don't know what those goals or expectations are, then how are they ever going to achieve this? Lastly, on productivity, really in the long time that I've been doing this, the perception of productivity issues versus the reality are drastically different. When we talk about productivity, you talk about untrained technicians, lazy technicians, people spending too much time on their phones, tool trucks, cigarettes. in an actuality, when people actually get to the bottom of their productivity issues, sure, there is going to be some laziness and some inefficiencies, but a lot of this is counter issues. Things weren't invoiced correctly, communication breakdowns on this, incorrect parts were ordered, you know, even parking lot issues, physical layouts and things like that. So if you're going to take a stab at this and you're going to try to fix your productivity on it, again, it's not just as simple as the labor or the labor producing it. It's the entire package that goes around. If I look at my technicians, and again, this could be a conversation you have with them, what is my limiting factor? Why are we not able to do more work out of here? You'll get a number of answers, some of them true, some of them not, but all of them probably have to be taken into consideration.
Are you tired of spending endless hours searching for the perfect talent to join your team? Promotive is your full-service automotive staffing solution. At Promotive, we believe in being more than just a recruiting agency. We become an extension of your team, working tirelessly to ensure we place the right talent with the right shops. With our always be recruiting mindset, we're constantly seeking out the best professionals in the industry. We manage 90 to 95% of the recruiting process, taking the burden off your shoulders. When you partner with Promotive, you gain a dedicated recruiter and account manager who will work closely with you, understanding your unique requirements and seeking out candidates who fit seamlessly into your shop's culture. We'll ensure that every candidate we present is thoroughly vetted and aligned with your needs. With Promotive, you'll have a peace of mind knowing that we're handling the recruitment process with expertise and precision. We don't just match resumes, we match character, culture, and long-term success. Visit our website at gopromotive.com today and experience the power of Promotive's expertise and dedication. Together, we'll build a stronger and more successful team.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. While we would like to go to this struggling shop and say, you guys are only doing 20 hours of production, I need you guys to wake up and I need you to start averaging 40 and have everything work out, it's generally not that easy. And so what we see, the ultimate solution of this is a mixture of productivity and pricing. Hey, if we have a very serious productivity issue, you cannot fix this solely with pricing. You cannot price yourself out of this problem, because what you would be doing is you'd be shouldering your customers with an unnecessary load that could ultimately price you out of the market. So if you have an underlying productivity issue and you just try to price yourself out of this situation, if your customers all pay your inflated prices on this, then great. But what ends up happening on this, you price yourself out of the market, demand falls down, and you have the same exact productivity issue. What ends up happening though is somewhere in between. Most shop owners take a look at this and say, everyone has some room to gain on the productivity side. There are always things that we can do to do this better, more efficiently, and more profitably. But probably some things that we need to do on the pricing side as well. Maybe your labor rate's too low. Maybe your costs have gone up over the years and your labor rate has not kept in line. What we see a lot of this too is a book time, and your book, whatever you use on it, could be drastically different, but people are not using their own realities for that. And I'll give you an example on this. Let's say that you have a four-hour job. I don't care what it is, fill in the blank on whatever that four-hour job is. But your team, and it's been to a couple of these guys, have taken 5 hours on that same job the last six times that they've done it. Wouldn't that be the definition of insanity, of invoicing that customer on the seventh visit, the same 4 hours? Hey, the book says 4 hours, but we've done this five times, six times, and all of them have taken 25% more. I need to start pricing this higher so that my team can get paid fairly. There is a difference between productivity and efficiency, and this is very, very clear here. If you are 100% efficient, if you're working on 100% of things, then you cannot improve that. The person is working. But that same person that's 100% efficient might only be 50% productive, because while they're doing work the entire time, they're only getting paid for half. Just as crazy as it is to say, hey, you can fix all of this strictly by doing more work, it's probably on the other side of this strictly as crazy of saying, you can fix all of this by pricing. The ultimate solution for this is going to be different for every single shop, depending on what you got on there and who you have in there. And you'll have to probably take a couple stabs at this to see what will work. The sad reality here is what you'll probably find is the combination is this and a third. Maybe you do have some productivity issues to fix. Maybe you do have some pricing issues to fix as well. But for most people that have a major productivity, the major solution is probably a replacement. With the tech market as tight as it is right now, is that something that can happen yesterday, maybe even next week? No, this could be a 2-3-part plan. Let's fix this with the team that we have. Let's make adjustments on this, but ultimately have, you know, a replacement strategy to get this productivity and to get this in line. I probably didn't give you anything that you hadn't heard on fixing a productivity side. And honestly, if misery always loves company, productivity and efficiency is the number one issue I see of shops of all shapes and all sizes. There's not one solution, and what worked for another shop probably won't work for you. But again, all of these should be tried and all of these should be analyzed. Now, the good news is the other part of my client's issue of fixing the shop management software and the discrepancy between the shop management software labor cost and your true labor cost is a lot easier to do. There are a number of ways to do this. And if you come back and you say, "Hunt, I do it like this and it gives me a good number," awesome. I love it, right? And depending on how you pay people, some of you might have larger discrepancies than others. But I want to give you kind of the foundational ideas so you can make your own determination, but also give you some stuff that you can use real time. The big idea here that you guys have to keep in mind is that all shop management softwares think that a tech is only paid when you are paid. If a tech bills 0 hours, the shop management software thinks that you pay them 0 hours for the week, and it doesn't matter what the cost is, they're going to show zero cost. So you might be thinking to yourself, "Well, Hunt, if I'm truly flat rate where my techs are only paid what I actually pay them, then is my shop management software going to be right?" Or you might be thinking of another one. "Well, Hunt, if my technicians are hourly or salary, but they're extremely productive, meaning that they're billing out 40 hours a week, is my shop management system going to be correct as well?" If you're on flat rate with no guarantees or you're 100% productive, your cost should be dead on, but it's not going to factor in things like benefits. It's not going to factor in things like vacation, bonuses, unpaid work, and different things like that. So if you have someone that's flat rate, we still generally see probably a 10, 15, even 20% cost that has to be added on there to factor in things just like that. In the example that I shared above, though, his techs are around 50% productive, meaning that we are paying the techs 2 hours for every 1 hour that the techs are getting us paid for. So in order to fix this one in this shop management software, what we actually ended up having to do is doubling the rate for the techs in there. You could go and you could find out that your costs are understated by 100%, or you need to increase your rates by 100%, doubling the cost. Maybe your flat rate technicians are pretty productive, no guarantees on this, and you find that your discrepancy is not much. The way to fix this is still the same, and you really have two major options. So you can fix this overall, kind of put all of your technicians together. If you have 4 or more technicians on there and work kind of gets dispatched evenly, I would probably do this as an overall. If you have 2 or 3 technicians on there, or if you have very kind of specialized cost levels on this, then I would probably do it individually. But to do this overall, where I think will work for most people here, all that you need to do is you need to take a look at your shop management system and see what your expected total cost for labor was. Then let's say that a shop management software thinks that our cost is $10,000. Now I compare that to my QuickBooks figure and I see out that I actually paid a total of $12,000 between all my costs, bonuses, etc. So what I would do is I would say, well, $12,000 is 20% higher than $10,000. So I'm going to go into my shop management system and update my rates for all of my technicians and just add 20%. What's really going on there is some tech costs are probably accurate, some are very overstated, and some might even be understated. But if we're looking at this on an overall level, applying the same percentage to everyone works for 99% of the people. Now, if you have very differing levels of costs in your technicians, varying different levels of productivity on it, you could do the same thing, but you would just do it by the individual person. So you would take that individual employee's overall cost for the month, compare it with the expected cost of your shop management system, and make this one by one. I would start this with the top line. I would start this doing overall on this. And honestly, guys, it should not be this level of detail. I am not trying to get this to have my exact cost. Honestly, I'm trying to probably overinflate my cost by 5%. Wouldn't you rather be surprised at the end of the month that you did not think that you hit your marks and you made slightly more money? Or the opposite, you think that you did everything else right and you hit your target and you hit your marks, yet only you find that you fell short on your overall profit target? All in all, most businesses are only as good as the people that work there, and auto repair shops are a great example of this. However, if you don't understand your true cost of labor, how could you be surprised when the profit doesn't make much sense either? Please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a future episode, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Just want to say thanks again for listening on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find all shows on the aftermarketradionetwork.com and on your favorite podcast listening apps. Thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Follow Hunt on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Hunt is all for advancing the aftermarket.